Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello, I'm Grongy Maguire, and this is Chantel for Dooch and Pate.
Hello.
We bonded over our love of reminiscing about weird celebrity couples, the ones no one would believe happened if Google wasn't there to back it up.
We want you to join us as we remember when love was young, times were simpler, and we really thought that Angelina and Billy Bob Thornton were going to make it.
Every week, we're joined by a celebrity guest to discuss the showbiz romance they never got over. So take our hand and stroll down memory lane with us as we remember
the way they were.
Hi, Chantel.
Hi, Grania. How are we?
Happy Halloween, baby.
Happy fireworks, bonfire night, I suppose, if you celebrate, if you're in the British Isles.
The British Isles. To our British listeners, happy bonfire night, kids.
Do you have any plans for bonfire night? Are you a bonfire night gal?
I still have not quite figured out the difference between bonfire night and Guy Fawkes night. I think they're the same thing. I'm not too sure.
They are the same thing, right? No one's come to this podcast to find this information out, but they are the same thing, I think, right? Aren't they? I mean, I would ask the producer, but she's Welsh. I'm not sure. No, she just said yes. Okay. They are the same thing. So well done, Guy Fawkes, for blowing stuff up, I guess.
Yeah.
And then well done for bonfires, even though most of them are cancelled because no councils have any money left. So sorry, guys. Please don't just throw fireworks off in your backyards, by the way. No one likes that. So anyways, have a crappy bonfire night. Was your Halloween any good?
Well, to be honest, the big event that I'm coming down from, as are you, was our incredible live show last week.
No costume was needed for that. It was just you and I freshly faced on a stage in front of tens of people. And it was fucking incredible. We couldn't believe the crowd.
God.
Every seat was taken. I was blown away by it. People came. People saw. People loved it. People cheered. People laughed. It was great.
And genuinely, so we had Alexandra Haddow we had Carrie Ann Lloyd.
Amazing.
Oh my God.
We just got very lucky. We so far have had 3 for 3 just incredible live guests. So whoever comes on to our next live show, the stakes are high because it was wonderful. I can't wait for all of you, our listeners, to hear these live shows. The couples were amazing. Oh, it was so good. You're going to be so excited when you find out who we did. It's going to be, and they were, it was just a great night. It was great.
Well, speaking of fantastic episodes.
Oh, this has probably been my favorite couple we've ever had. It's been I haven't heard the episode, but I was so excited about this couple.
I think we're going to call these episodes a very special episode of The Way They Were.
This is in line with Kermit and Miss Piggy.
Yeah, it's
a narrative. It's a fantastical, fun little, a delight.
And with a very fantastical, fun, gorgeous guest. Get ready to spend an hour in the company with me, Chantel, Steve Bugea, and two of your favourite teenagers.
That's right. Enjoy.
The way they were. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you, Steve? Thanks for being here.
I'm very happy to be here.
Just, when we were doing the tech, we spent about 10 minutes complimenting
and
Steve
I didn't
and his
mind
new
it.
Beard.
Like, I enjoyed that. As a sound check, guys.
So at the end of this podcast, when you're done, just go find Steve's socials and check out the beard. It's worth it.
Yeah, and it looks better on socials, actually, because you control what you put up, and I'd say the beard is the main thing it's the main variable I control on there, It's
oh, I love it. We love some self-promo, right?
Like
right from
are
the
closed,
top.
I'm looking the wrong way, but the beard looks amazing.
Oh, excellent.
It was actually, I don't want to name drop, but it was Joel Dommett of TV fame. He insisted, he told me, he said, you need to get a beard. And I was like, nah, it's fine, man. I don't. And then I did it. And he texts me every day saying, don't shave the beard, don't shave the beard. And he's changed my life. It's the greatest gift anyone's ever given me.
So is Joel Dommett like your beard shaman? Like he just, is that his role in the male comedian community? He just pops up and knows what to do with your facial hair.
I think
hair.
Joel is a man who's had a glow up, you know, over I don't know when he had his glow up. I mean, I've always known Joel as being fit, but I think probably when he was younger, he had a glow up. So now when he spots the opportunity for a glow up, he really doubles down on that. You know, he really, and he takes it on himself to
Good
push
for
it.
Him. He's a socialist. Mm. He's a socialist. He wants to spread the hotness.
Yes, that's true. Because he could be very selfish and just take all the hotness for himself. But I think he's so hot. Like, he's a level of hot that he knows no one's going to get to. Certainly me. He's not looking at me thin or threatened. So he goes, all right, we'll make you a bit hotter.
Those who can teach. That's right.
It's trickle, trickle down hot.
Trickle down beauty. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you look, we've already, you look like sort of a romantic, doomed.
Very
French
much a romantic doomed.
Right,
why you're not smoking remains a mystery to me right now, but you do you.
When you mentioned this before, you just said French. You didn't say doomed.
You've fallen in love with a can-can dancer.
Have you heard this part? This is what we do. We romanticize situations. This is why we're friends.
Sure.
So in this theme, do you consider yourself romantic? Are you a romantic soul?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. I glamorize crushes and sort of imagine scenarios. Mm-hmm. Well, I have done in the past. I've like imagined whole life scenarios with these people before I've even spoken to them or sometimes met them.
Do you tend to fall sort of hard and fast?
Yeah. I'd say like every year there's been like one who's there.
My God.
Just
2024 is coming soon. Who's it going to be?
Who knows?
You never Watch
know
out.
Who, you never know who it's going to be, but there'll be a whole story in my head, you know, and it's compelling. And sometimes they come back. Sometimes like the 2017 one will reemerge in 2020.
We get a sequel.
Yeah.
Well, we catch up.
And what was like, do you remember, was like a specific like teenage sort of crush that stuck out, or what was there any memorable ones?
Yeah. So I think.
There we go.
Well, I think this is probably true of a lot of boys my age. Rachel from Friends was like the first person.
That's the first we've heard that on this podcast, you know. We've asked a lot of boys about this. So
really?
It may be common, but maybe you're the first one to admit it. But go on. Rachel from Friends. I mean, it seems obvious.
Saying that controversial thing that Jennifer Aniston's beautiful.
Yeah, controversial. Hey guys, have you heard of Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, I know it's a bit niche, guys. It's a bit of a weird crush.
I'm really quirky.
I'm so weird. Yeah, I think she was the first person to make me go, okay. And I didn't romanticize the relationship with Jennifer, so that would be that's unrealistic, you know.
But the girl next door nation's sweetheart is very much your vibe as a teen boy. That's what we're talking. You weren't into the edgy dark girls. You wanted the nice sweet girl that was pretty, had good hair.
Yeah. Although would you say she was girl next door? I wouldn't say Rachel was girl next door.
I mean, she was literally next door to the other boys in the
Oh yeah, in a very literal sense. Yeah. Yeah. I'd say she was
In a geographical sense.
No, that is actually my number one priority when dating, is like their proximity to me, you know? If they could be
next door,
that
would
be great.
Yeah, you have to be next door, yeah. Some people say they won't go south of the river. Steve won't just go downstairs. It has to be literally the same floor.
I actually do live south of the river, so for me to not go south of the river would be really dumb. That would be mad.
Well, so speaking of girl next door, and again, Chantel as yet does not know who we're talking about. So Steve, his couple is a very, it's sort of a bit of a departure for the pod.
Oh.
Let's just say it that way. It's a bit of a departure from the pod. But I can tell you, they got together in the funky year of 1990. Okay. 1990, they officially started dating. So let's set the scene.
You're getting me. The way you're saying officially a departure, I'm getting worried.
Okay, so let's set the scene. 1990, it's the year Germany is reunited. The very first complete skeleton of a T-Rex is found, and Margot Robbie is born.
Also, I was born, I'd like to add.
Oh, okay. Well, this is interesting. That makes it interesting. So, I can tell you our couple. She was the teen queen of denim jackets, and he was the prankster prince who could freeze time.
Zach Morris and Kelly Capowski. The minute you said, sorry, this is literally my fucking wheelhouse. I think I, okay, can I just say very quickly, Grania researches all these couples. I guarantee I know more about this couple than you do. Like, I guarantee I know more about this couple than you do. I know everything about Kelly Kapowski and, Zach Morris. Don't you even worry. We're in.
How quickly do you normally guess? Is that one of the quickest ever?
That's one of the minute she said Teen Queen and Denim, by that point, I was like, it's Kelly Kapowski. And then when you said freeze time, I was like, oh, we're in, it's Zach Morris, obviously. With his best friend, AC Albert Clifford Slater, who dated Jessica Leg Spano and Samuel Screech Powers. Yeah, guess what? I know a bit about this goddamn show. Let's go.
This is exciting.
Know him from Good Morning, Miss Bliss, the original.
The unofficial series one that people...
Yeah. Unofficial series one, Good Morning, Miss Bliss.
Okay, I just have to stop because a lot of our listeners could be feeling a little bit scared right now. So the couple that we're talking about is from the 90s American sitcom Saved by the Bell, the sweethearts, the will they, won't they, the Ross and Rachel, really,
100%
of the whole show, Kelly Kapowski and Zach Morris. So, Steve, why do you care about this couple?
So when you actually asked me earlier who my first crush was, the actual truth is...
It was Kelly Kapowski. Kelly Kapowski.
But I couldn't tell you. I couldn't say that. So I had to go for the next best thing, which is deeply insulting to Jennifer Aniston. Like, what's she got to do to not be the number one? But it's actually Kelly Kapowski.
You can't beat Kelly Kapowski. No one can beat Tiffany Amber Thiessen. I'm sorry. It's impossible.
She's just unbelievable. As a couple, though, they have everything, you know. For me, when I was growing up watching them, and you know when you're like a kid, you don't know what kind of... You have got very little self-awareness. I thought I was Zach Morris, you know? And in hindsight, I couldn't have been further from the truth. Like, I was Screech. I was absolutely Screech. But I didn't have that self-awareness. So I thought, you know, I was living my dream through Zach Morris and Kelly Kapowski. And they're just the hottest people. Got high school, aren't they? So you want them to get
together.
They're
the coolest. They were the hottest. He was basically the 90s version of Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
And she was like Ione Skye from Ferris Bueller. They were just the best.
Yeah.
See, what age were you, like, when you discovered Saved by the Bell? Where were you in the development?
So, I actually started watching Saved by the Bell when I was about maybe 8 or 9 on Nickelodeon, because they started like re-showing it from the early 90s. And I didn't realise that it was like an old show, right? So I just thought that's what people dress like in America.
Oh, right. Because you were watching it like in like the 2000s as like 2000s. Reruns. And you thought that's what America was
like. So I just
thought,
wow, Americans dress weird. Why have they got these big boom boxes? Like, why don't they have like Walkmans like we have? And then someone pointed out to me like, you know, Saved by the Bell stopped showing on TV about 12 years ago. I'm like, oh, okay.
You thought America was like East Berlin, basically.
I was like, oh, those poor kids.
Old behind the times America. When will they catch up?
Those poor kids in California. They don't know what they're missing out on.
I have a true story before we go on. I moved to England in 96, and having visited here a lot, I noticed that Saved by the Bell wasn't that well known here. And I was originally meant to move here in like 94 and go to a boarding school. And I was genuinely going to bring a picture I had of Zach Morris and pretend it was my boyfriend because I thought no one would know who he was. I had it framed and ready to go and put it up on the wall of my dorm at the boarding school. Like, that's my boyfriend. And then when I moved here 2 years later and realized everyone knew that fucking show, I was so grateful that I had not moved when I was 14. But that was this close. I wouldn't be here. I would have been bullied out of the country. I wouldn't be here right now.
Or you That's just had to this was. Double down on the lie. I'm like, yeah, no, that is my boyfriend.
That's saying that Mark Paul Gosselaar really was my boyfriend. Breaking many laws.
Sure. Actually, yeah, you're pretty about the same age as him as well, maybe. Yeah, he was probably a bit older than you, wasn't he? If he
was older than me, yeah. He was older than me, yeah. It would have been not very legal. But it was a plan, and I was 14. Like, I was well enough old enough to know better than this. I was still going to follow through with it. So that's how important this show is to
and
my foundational.
I could have gone like to school in like Slovakia or something and taken a picture of Kelly Kapowski and being like, oh, this is my girlfriend back in the UK.
And with the name Kapowski in Slovakia, they'd love that.
Yeah, like, oh, the Kapowski family. Yeah, we know them.
Okay, well, enough of your nonsense. Now it's time for some science. What about their star signs? So, I can tell you, Kelly Kapowski, her birthday, July 30th. Uh-oh, she's a Leo.
She needs to be a comedian. She's a creative.
Zach Morris, March 18th. He's a Pisces.
Yeah.
So, Steve, I want you to put your scientific brain on. According to their astrological charts, what percentage does a match like Leo and Pisces have of ever
Leo
working out?
Leo and Pisces. I think they're quite suited, maybe.
Oh!
I would say...
big swing.
I'm not really... I don't know. I'm not across my star signs. All I get told regularly is that Gemini men are bad.
Are you a Gemini?
Yes, I'm a Gemini man.
That's why you get told that.
In no uncertain terms that I am evil and deeply problematic. Toxic. Actually.
But then it's not your fault. It's because of your birthday.
It's the birthday. It's the star
sign. It's your star sign.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give a guess. Give a guess of a percentage.
I would say 60%. No, 65%.
65%?
I don't know if we've had Leo in Pisces. And actually, Steve, I've been doing this podcast for over a year now, and I've learned nothing about star sign compatibility, so I also have no idea. So I'm going to say 24%, just to keep it interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I can tell you, according to the planets that govern us all, it is incredible how two signs that represent love can be so wrong for each other.
Oh, no.
Leo, Kelly, will be seen as a brute, caring selfishly about their own needs.
Not Kelly.
Incapable of caring about anyone, let alone Pisces, Zach.
No. That's not true.
No, this is wrong.
This is not. She cared about, she had pets. She had a little rabbit for one episode.
She gave up her career as a doctor to marry him. How caring can you be?
Hello.
This is the most controversial astrological reading we've ever had.
I've never cared more about a couple than this.
Leo, Kelly, will think of Pisces, Zach, as weak and unrealistic. Leo, Kelly, will burst the bubble of Pisces, Zach, and endanger their sensitivity, idealism, and go against their beliefs. According to their astrological charts, the chance of this match working is 1%.
Shut up.
1%.
Are you serious?
Well, that's insane. I can't believe that.
Should we drop the astrological bit, Grania? I feel like we have to not do it ever again.
I would just urge you to watch the Peacock reboot of Saved by the Bell, where you'll see that Zach and Kelly have a very healthy marriage. Zach is the governor of California, so he's done all right for Pisces.
So what I will say is, see, for the context of this podcast, since it's about breakups, we are treating the reboot as a dream sequence.
The reboot is not, it's not canon. It is not canon.
So,
I don't include the reboot.
I would like to apologize. True
fans don't watch the reboot.
I did kind of misunderstand the whole point of the thing. I did know it was breakups. I just kind of forgot that they end up getting married. That's kind of what happened in my head.
I know, as a true fan, these guys split up.
We'll see. Okay.
So let's get into it, Grania.
Okay, so their background, Zach, his parents are still together. He's very close to his mother, mm-hmm. and his dad is a big-time computer salesman.
Yep.
But he doesn't have a very close relationship with his dad.
No, he's really into his mom. His mom loves the band Peter, Paul and Mary. I remember when she went to see them in one episode. So his mom's a bit of a hippie, which I think adds to his creative forces, you know, just a little background.
Yeah. Wow, you do know a lot about this.
I don't think you guys realize I watched an hour of Saved by the Bell. It was on TBS, Americans will know, from 3:45 to 4:45. And then it was on USA Network from 4:45 to 5:50. So that's four episodes I watched every single day from the age of like 7, 8 until I left the country. So I know this exceptionally. I've seen a lot of this show.
You've basically done 10,000 hours of Saved by the Bell.
My whole life has been leading up to this point. This is like my mastermind.
Kelly is one of 7 children. And I think she comes from a sort of an economically unstable background. So they meet at Bayside High. But immediately there is competition from A.C. Slater, who's just transferred to the school and also really likes Kelly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the classic love triangle. So, Steve, did you ever have an A.C. Slater in your life?
I would say most men were A.C. Slater in my life. anyone who like was nearby would be my SC Slayer, you know? So like, if you just picture me next to a girl, any guy that was came in that scenario would be my SC Slayer. And often would be victorious.
But they were friends. AC and Zach became friends. They had a kind of tumultuous relationship, but they were pals.
They were rivals and friends, yeah.
So at the start, Kelly doesn't want to date either of them, but she admits she does like the attention.
She obviously.
Absolutely loves the attention. Who wouldn't?
So this begins sort of a pattern in the relationship of Zach sort of coming up with sort of increasingly far-fetched stunts in order to get Kelly's attention. So he did bug Jesse's, that's his best friend's, bedroom while her, Kelly and Lisa were having a sleepover. But then the girls find out about his scheme, and to get back at him, Kelly pretends to be insane.
It was great acting by Tiffany Amber Thiessen in that scene, by the way.
It is flawless.
It was a real Meryl Streep moment.
Yeah, completely. Daytime Emmy, where are you? That's all I'm saying.
So then another thing he does is a new substitute teacher comes into the class. All the girls have a crush on him.
Oh, I remember him. He was hot, yeah.
So then Zach is intimidated by this. So he hires an actress to pretend to be the substitute teacher's wife in order to get the girls to stop fancying him. And then the substitute teacher finds out about the boy's plan and decides to go along with it.
Oh, it was such japes back then, these guys. They're always up to a little scheme. It was just such a fun show, guys. just you talking about it. I want to go watch some. It was just great. Half an hour of bliss.
It's just a classic love story, isn't it?
And then the third one, Zach learns subliminal advertising to trick Kelly into dancing with him.
That was the worst one, because that was verging on non-consensual.
In hindsight, a bit toxic, that one.
It was a big toxic, yeah.
I would say, actually, Zach is the epitome of toxic masculinity.
Oh, no, I think AC Slater is, if you're going to have to choose between them.
True. Oh, AC's really bad. But AC actually was quite nice to Kelly. Like, he was quite, like, he sort of...
Yeah, but then he was a real, like, he was a real chauvinist pig to Jesse Spano all the time, as well, I remember. He was always calling her baby and stuff.
Yeah.
Even though, but then she did love it. And you know what else? Screech, classic incel.
Oh, such an incel. And actually in real life, proved to be so.
Sorry, Grania. Sorry. Steve, we'll talk later, yeah?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So then they finally get together. Kelly wants to go to the prom, but then her family is really struggling at that moment. So all the money she's saving for her prom dress, she gives to her dad so that... Zach feels bad for her and he doesn't want her to miss the prom. So instead, they go for a picnic.
And it's
while at the picnic, they have their first kiss.
They have their first kiss. Because she has to work at the Max because her family is in there.
Oh, well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Yeah. Okay, foreshadowing. We'll get to that. But I think this is Zach and Kelly at their most stable.
It's the honeymoon period.
It's the honeymoon. Yeah. As much as there is ever a honeymoon period with these two.
It was very up and down.
So, Steve, what I would like to... Because now, at this stage of the relationship, they are as kind of as official as they ever really get.
Yeah.
Imagine this...
Until the actual marriage.
That's not canon. I won't hear these things.
You don't think the marriage is canon?
I don't think the marriage is canon. It's not part of the original series.
So what? You're cutting off at the college years?
I'm cutting off after the college years. I'll allow the college
after college years.
After the college years, I'm out.
So the film you don't want, the film you don't include, the Las Vegas
film.
Oh,
the film is. I'll watch it, but I mean, it's fun, but it's not canon.
Oh my lord. Okay. So in your head, what happens after? We'll get into that later. Sorry, we'll get into that.
I'm sorry. This feels real like Frost Nixon, but it's about Saved by the Bell. Watching you two debate this.
Can I just say, when I hear like people talk about Game of Thrones in this kind of way, I go, oh, what absolute nerds. They're complete losers. But when I'm doing about Saved by the Bell, I'm like, no, this matters. What year do you...
I don't think you understand. I've been waiting for this my whole life.
I think this podcast should just become a Saved by the Bell podcast.
I'd be so down with that.
Well, so, Steve, what I want you to do, imagine, bring. It's the biggest mobile phone you've ever seen in your life. Ringing. And it's Zach and it's Kelly. And they are, through the magic of Saved by the Bell, inviting you for a night out with them. What do you imagine that being like? So you've suddenly arrived into the world of Saved by the Bell.
What kind of situation are we in here? Is this like a threesome situation or is it just a night out kind of?
Oh, whoa. They're high school kids. Let's take it back a step. They're definitely virgins.
I was imagining them now. Like as...
No.
You're going back in time.
Okay, all right. Okay, it's just for the record of the
podcast. Steve out of his fantasy level for a second.
I would just like the podcast to have it noted. I was imagining 2023 Zach and Kelly ringing me up.
No.
Okay.
It's Zach and Kelly. What's the diner they used to hang out at?
Max.
The Max. Okay. They're in the Max.
Yeah.
Obviously.
They want to know, are you free? Do you want to go for a night out?
It's a bit weird, though, isn't it? As you say, I'm a lot older. Am I the age they are?
You're their age.
Right, so the threesome's back on.
Your peers.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, the threesome's back on. The teenage threesome. Yeah, it's legal.
It's completely
fine. It'd
be
really bad.
No, okay. Just a night out. Just a fun night out. Okay.
Yeah. Fun night.
I mean, to be honest, I think it would be very much like Screech hanging out with them. You know, I would be there just like following Zach around like a little pathetic dweeb. And I probably would actually get on with Kelly quite well, but in a very purely platonic fashion. I think they would largely get bored of me and go and kiss in the corner. You know, I think that would be the vibe.
What do you think their dynamic would be like?
Constantly flirty, you know? I think it would be... I think the tension, the chemistry would be... It would be hard to be around, actually. You know, it would be like one of those couples where you feel like you're completely... useless being there because they just want to be together, you know, that kind of like how I imagine Barack Obama and Michelle Obama might be, you know.
Yeah, kind of intimidating, a bit like I'll never have a love like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
No one will.
And if you think of, okay, so Zach, he's very confident. He comes from sort of more financially stable background. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, He's a preppy. He's very comfortable. He seems like he comes from money. He's certainly been able to. He's got enough money to like hire actors to mess with a girl he likes head.
And having a mobile phone in the early 90s is a real big flex.
There's a lot of generational wealth there. A lot of generational wealth.
He can stop time whenever he wants. That's a big thing.
Yeah. Whereas Kelly.
Only him and Bernard can do that.
Yeah, literally.
So Kelly, she's, you know, a working class background. She doesn't have as much money. She's got a bigger family, but she's, you know, beautiful, like the hottest girl in school. So what do you think their power, what's the dynamic like? Who's trying to impress who?
Okay. So I actually think they are almost equal, but in different ways, you know? So obviously she has a huge amount of power with being the cool girl, the hot girl at school. Whereas he has charisma to die for. Like, he just oozes charisma on a level that I don't think I've ever seen on TV since. And that gives him power. Like, he's not a bad-looking guy, but you wouldn't say he's, you know, he's not AC Slater. So...
Oh, he's so much hotter than AC Slater.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. I pretended he was my boyfriend for a reason.
Because of the charisma.
He is mega hot. Don't worry. He's easy on the eyes. Don't worry. I'm not saying it's Kelly Kapowski. No one is as hot as Kelly Kapowski in the world. We know that. But I know where you're going with this, and I agree with you. They're equal.
They're equal, but for different reasons. You know, it's not like one of those couples that are like just both mega hot. He's bringing the charisma. although don't get me wrong, Kelly's got a personality, which is fantastic. But I'd say her personality matches his looks, and his personality matches her looks. You know, that's where they
I
are.
Think you're right. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Steve, can I just can you explain Zach's ability to freeze time and whether it would have an impact on your evening out together?
I mean, famously, I wouldn't notice. So actually, I don't think it would affect.
Yeah,
it wouldn't affect the meal in any way. I might just notice that he is able to eat more than me because he's having these big breaks in between courses.
Yeah.
You know, these like hour long chats to the audience, and he comes back and he's absolutely starving again. But I.
Zach can freeze time in order to have almost like a Shakespearean monologue with the audience to explain his thoughts, his hopes, his fears and dreams. And he can express that through freezing time, and the rest, other people aren't aware of what he's saying. And then...
And he gets time to sort of concoct a different angle to whatever the scheme is he's working as well. Yeah, he'll go, wait a minute, pause, and then work out what to do. But
he never like, interferes with the world when he's...
The space-time continuum is fine.
Yeah.
That isn't messing that up.
It's like an Othello. He's very much the Iago figure in Saved by the Bell, in that he can sort of communicate his plotting, his insecurities.
He kind of strangely never really uses it to help Kelly. Like, there's famously the episode where she's with the band after their concert and that guy gives her the joint. Do you remember that, Steve?
Yeah.
He gives her the joint. Like, go on, Kelly. She's like, oh, I don't know about this. And Zach's like there. And I'm like, Zach, you could have, Zach could have run in and like paused time and taken the joint out of her hand and then stopped her going down a horrible road of drug use.
No, he can't do that. Can't do that. It's not.
He can't do that. He's got to let her work out for herself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because that's a different
show.
That's a show about a man. That's Uwe Burns watching it. That's
that's show. Quantum Leap vibes. Yeah, that's a whole different show. Yeah, we're not doing that.
Okay, so you're at the diner. They're flirting furiously with each other. You feel a little bit like a spare wheel. What then? What happens? How does the night end?
Well, actually, if evidence is anything to go by, they probably would fall out. It's probably what
they'd
happen.
I was going to say they'd get in a fight.
They'd get in a fight. Zach would do something absolutely stupid. Like he would, you know, like he would, he'd either flirt with someone else because he's a fuckboy.
Can't help himself.
He's an absolute fuckboy.
Yeah.
Or he would try and do something to, you know, maybe AC Slater is on the other table on a date of his own and Zach would get distracted by trying to destroy AC Slater.
100%.
Huge argument with Kelly, and then probably the end of the night is me just consoling Kelly Kapowski while she says how much she loves Zach Morris.
Oh, but classic.
He's so problematic. Yeah.
The shoulder to cry on.
But not in like a successful way. It would be it would be very much literally just wet shoulder, nothing more.
And then she'd be like, God, Steve, why can't more guys be like you? And then she'd go home. And that would be it.
I'll be like, good question. Oh, she's gone. Okay.
So even when they are together, there is always trouble in this paradise.
Always. Mm.
So Zach thinks Kelly would prefer him to AC Slater if Zach was able to drive. So he plots to make Slater fail his driving test. This leads to Slater having an accident in the practice car and a locker falling on Kelly. So she's injured.
I'm sorry. I forgot about the lockers. That's like quite lockers are real heavy, man.
I don't know why you're laughing. Locked. I don't know why you're laughing. That is one of the saddest moments of the show.
It was really bad. It was bad.
Then
also, they're just driving the car around the school, which is inexplicable.
That really little doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And Screech was always in and out of the lockers as well. It's like he lived in the lockers like a troll. It was so weird.
So then Zach asks Kelly to go steady with him. While she's thinking it over, he falls for who he thinks is a new student. Turns out she's the new school nurse.
Yep. Classic. Mm.
So now we're getting clouds. Clouds are forming over this relationship. And as always with Kelly, it's her family.
Always.
It's always her family. There's that family drama always there. So she needs to make money to help her family. So she gets a job working at the Max.
Working at the Max, yeah. She wears those cool skirts with the little studs on them. I was so envious of that apron skirt.
While there, she meets Jeff. He's the he's the manager at the Max. And he takes a shine to Kelly.
He does, which, I mean, he's older, isn't he? He's like I think he's like university. Or maybe he's not university. I think he's probably like... old school. And he's very handsome. I'd say he's more handsome than Zach, perhaps. But he's just older, so he's got that look. And he's just very cool and suave. And
if I recall, he looks like 28. Like, he looks like old.
Yeah, he does look old. I don't think he's supposed to be, though. I think he is supposed to be, like, 18 or something.
I could never work it out. I was like, how old is this guy? He has, like, a car, and he seems to, like, live alone. I was like, what is up with this guy? I never really got my head around
him. He's 52. Jeff. He's an old man.
He's literally, he runs a restaurant. Who was the guy that used to be there? Max, the old comedian guy, which is actually who you would play, Steve, is the original Max guy.
Yeah, the magician. The guy's,
yeah.
I do give that vibe, actually. Someone who practiced magic in their room. Yeah.
Chantal, do you think, like, has this aged particularly well?
Yeah, I mean, for starters, I won't hear a bad word said against Saved by the Bell, full stop. So don't come at me with kind of, actually, now it's problematic.
Don't try and woke Saved by the Bell, all right?
Don't try and do that. Exactly, I agree. You can't go back in time now. I don't think it wasn't crazy problematic at the time, really, because Jeff never really did much with Kelly. They went out on a couple of dates. It just wasn't, the power dynamic between them wasn't great. And manager should not be trying to date the waitress.
No,
he was definitely, she's meant to be 16. He was definitely at least over 18, if not in his early 20s. And he looked about 34. So, I mean, it wasn't good. And I imagine I think it was quite a statement on how families who are struggling financially can often turn a blind eye to their child falling into wayward situations like this. So that these are the kind of deep resonant things that Saved by the Bell was doing. You
know? I definitely think the power dynamic was the bigger issue. It hurt him being the boss, definitely problematic. You know,
and I forget what he did to, he upset her somehow. So I always remember her saying,
We'll get to that.
Jeff's a scumbag. Jeff's an absolute scumbag.
Yeah. All I remember is Kelly saying, I broke up with a great guy for you. I remember that line's like stuck in my head of her saying that.
Well, so Kelly and Zach, they go to the costume ball and while they're dancing.
Yeah, with the mask.
So while Zach Attack are playing,
started on Zach Attack.
One of the most underrated bands of a generation.
Friends forever.
So AC Slasher and Jesse are singing on stage.
Yep.
How am I supposed to live without you?
Remember that? Yep.
Kelly and Zach tearfully break up.
In costume, in full. He's still wearing like Phantom of the Opera costume
also,
when they break up.
Don't forget the reason they break up. They win. Kelly and Zach win like the queen and king of the dance or something. And she says, I'm so glad, Jeff. Like it's like a Rachel Ross moment. Like,
she calls him Jeff.
Yeah, she calls him Jeff.
And that's it.
And that is it. Steve, have you ever lost the girlier dreams to like an older, cooler guy? Did that resonate?
I mean, older by a few months, yes. There was a guy. And I think actually those months were critical. There was a guy called Lewis Johnson at school. And he got with Eve, who was my high school crush. And I had to, you know, the worst thing about high school is you have to watch them, you know, like it's just there every day in front of you. You know, you don't have that now. Like now you can just go, all right, well, they're gone. But every day, just in my face, the happiness taunting me.
Yeah, at least with Zach, you wouldn't have had that with Jeff and Kelly. But that was quite a common thing for like high school girls to start dating an older like guy who like off campus, like a university guy, or just an older dude.
Yeah,
this was quite, Kelly is one of many who would do that. They a creepy older dude.
But you never see it from the other,
No, no, go on.
I was gonna say, you never see it from the other side. You always saw like the high school girl dating the, but you never saw a story about the college guy going, hey, I'm just gonna go to high school and pick up my girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you never get
to see like, in a minute.
Like what did Jeff's friends think when he brought Kelly to like dinner? Like, who the fuck is this? Like, what? We're sharing a bottle of Merlot, Jeff. What are you doing?
I remember when I was at secondary school, we have Debs, which is like the version of like American prom. And it would always be like the really cool girls who had older boyfriends who took them to the Debs. And we'd all be so jealous because they'd always have boyfriends who would like, oh my God, her boyfriend's 32.
What?
And her boyfriend's, honest to God, I promise this happened in Ireland in the 90s. Her boyfriend is 32 and he brought her to the Debs in a limousine.
totally know what you mean, Grania. And then you would turn 32 or 25 or whatever the age was. I'm like, what the fuck was that? Who were this man's friends? How is this happening?
And then you buy a limousine. Who buys a limousine at 32? What kind of lunatic?
I know.
You would take, there's always like girls at the Debs with their 32-year-old boyfriends, and you'd always want to sort of be at their table because he'd be buying like buckets of bottles of Wicked and have them on the table. And we'd be like, oh, they're so sophisticated. It was like her Mr. Big. It was like, oh, yeah, she's so cool.
What's
that called? Was the, Jeff the to Debs. Poor old Kelly. That really was. The Debs.
the Debs.
What's the Debs stand for? Is it like a thing?
It's your debutante.
That makes it even worse that a 32-year-old man's going to it.
So, Zach, his heart is absolutely broken, but he still cares about Kelly. He's still worried about her.
Of course
that
he is.
She's going out with Jeff, the entrepreneur who's taken over the Max restaurant. I think calling it a restaurant is a bit of a stretch, but never mind. So they go into an over-18s nightclub.
Yep.
And while they're there, they spot Jeff kissing another girl.
Remember that, yep.
Yeah. And can I just say, at this point, if Jeff was around now, he would definitely be into crypto.
He would so be into crypto. And he'd be into crypto now when everyone else has gotten out of it.
Yeah. He'd be like, Kelly, you've really got to buy some Ethereum.
Kelly shows up unexpectedly and catches Jeff with this other girl and tearfully breaks up with him.
She's wearing an incredible dress as well, the skin tight hot pink dress. She looks amazing, just saying.
So you must think, surely now her and Zach and Kelly are going to get back together.
Not that easy.
No, not that easy, because they're about to get a job at the beach for the summer.
Duh.
Malibu.
And while Malibu, they head to Malibu, and while they're there, Zach meets Stacey Carosi.
Stacey Carosi. There she is. They knew what they were doing, because in Beverly Hills 90210 around the same time, they all got jobs at the beach house as well. This is a very 90s thing of everyone getting jobs at the beach, and the boy would meet the daughter of the owner there. Stacey Carosi. Oh, what a woman.
So Stacey,
played by you know who, bringing down the Scientology.
Leah Remini.
That's right.
I don't know this. What's this?
Leah Remini plays Stacey Carosi. Leah Remini, who is famous for, what's the sitcom she was in? Everybody.
The King of Queens.
The King of Queens. And now she's famously bringing down Scientology.
Right. I need to do some reading on this. I don't know any of this.
A young Leah Remini, of course, stole Zach Morris's heart.
Wow.
So Steve, do you remember this?
I remember the Malibu. That's one of my favorite seasons, that one.
It was so good.
They get up to all so sorts good. Of things. Although, remind me, is Kelly there?
She is there, but she's more sort of a background character. She doesn't feature as much.
She's not there. Because remember, the season after that was when that weird biker girl came in.
Yeah. We'll get to her.
Kelly's not in that. Kelly leaves. Where did she go?
Kelly and Jesse both go.
She probably was babysitting. She's got a lot of brothers and sisters.
Yeah, her family's got a lot of financial problems. You know, she's got to move around. She had to do some homeschooling for a bit to take care of the other kids, you know. It's the Kapowski lot. You know, they're struggling.
That's true. Yeah.
So while working at his summer job in Malibu, Zach meets Stacey, the daughter of his boss. Mm-hmm. Now, she's from the East Coast. She's a rich girl. She's a little bit stuck up at the start. Her and Zach do not get on. They butt heads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's very sassy.
She doesn't fall. She doesn't fall for his charm.
She's not fall for his charm. She doesn't take any of his shit. That's right.
That's exactly what Zach needed, by the way. He needed someone. To,
that's right.
A bit of a strong female vibe.
That is interesting. So yeah, she stands up to him. She doesn't fall for his charm, but then they start sort of flirting, and then there is the 4th of July beauty pageant.
Duh!
So Zach, by the way, can I just say, growing up watching this, I genuinely, and I don't know, Steve, if you felt this as well, Chantal, we thought all Americans do in high school was go to dances, beauty pageants, and costume balls. We thought that was...
Yeah. Or like, you know, when you watch The OC, my impression of teenage life in America was just like, what? There's just so many parties. Why are there so many parties?
Well, guys, That's what I thought. I was in America watching this when I was like 10, and I was like, oh, I can't wait to get to high school. You just hang around in the hallways and slam your locker and then drive a car around, and it's cool. I was such a letdown when I got there. I was like, I've got to go, what? What's class? It was a real letdown. Yeah. Try being me. I had to live it.
And why is everyone so ugly?
Yeah. I was like, everyone looks really normal. This is really lame.
I genuinely thought they must just not have homework in America.
We had loads, man.
Anyway, it's the 4th of July beauty pageant, and Zach's boss tells him he has to vote for his daughter, for Stacey. Yep. For some reason, Zach has the deciding vote, and instead, because he doesn't like to be bullied or pushed around, mm-hmm. he votes for Kelly.
He's got a real sense of justice, Zach. He's got a real sense of like a moral center.
Mm. Yes.
It sways, but deep down, he'll always kind of do the right thing.
Yeah, there's hints of misogyny, but underneath, there is a core.
Yeah, it's the 90s.
So Stacey is very upset that Zach picked his ex-girlfriend, and she now thinks, oh, maybe he doesn't like me, he doesn't like me, she doesn't want anything to do with him. But then Kelly goes to her and says, no, Zach really does like you. He was only doing it because mm-hmm. your dad was bossing him about. And then they share a kiss under the fireworks. And this will be a theme in Zach's love life. And I don't know, Steve, if you identify with this. He finally gets the girl. There's a big kiss. And then we never see that girl again.
We never see her again. That whole episode, just so we could see Kelly in a swimsuit, which was worth it.
Yeah, the whole series is for that. She's on the East Coast, though. It's never going to work out. It was unrealistic.
Yeah, she had to go back to New York.
So do you think she was more important in that she was a lesson? It was somebody finally standing up to Zach, and maybe it's what he needed to grow to be the man that Kelly deserved.
You know what? Totally. I did have a similar thing, actually. There was once a girl called Natalie. She lived in Lincoln. It's not quite as far as California to New York, but...
that's the equivalent.
Let me tell you, Bishopsthorpe to Lincoln is a distance that you just can't overcome in a relationship when you're 12. But we met on a trampoline, and I think she might have been the one.
She's bounced into your heart. Zach had a few of these kind of growing moments because he had Stacey Carosi. I know the biker girl you're going to get.
Okay, so we're just going to do a whistle stop tour through Zach's dating life while he's trying to get Kelly back. So he goes out he meets Laura. At the shopping center, sorry, at the mall. They connect. He really likes her. She's homeless.
Yeah.
She's homeless.
We've all been there.
Then he meets Tori. She's the cool biker girl. So she again stands up to Zach, doesn't fall for his nonsense. Mm-hmm. They get together again. Then we just,
zero chemistry, those two.
Then he has a brief flirtation, but I think very good chemistry. With Lisa Turtle.
He does. It gets weird with him and Lisa for a bit, and then Screech gets really upset about it.
Yeah, but the truth is, off screen, they were getting together, weren't they?
That's right. Some behind the scenes action, but we can't really include that here. There is no off screen in this world. Also, and don't forget, there was an episode where he gallantly, according to Saved by the Bell universe, gallantly took a girl to a dance who was overweight. He took a fat girl to a dance and danced with her once. And he was like, oh my God, Zach, that's for you.
Imagine pitching that in the writer's room.
Guys, imagine if a fat girl was on TV and Zach was okay with it.
Guys, how can we make Zach more likable? What can we do? What if he took pity on an overweight woman?
He danced with her and it was a really big deal.
But still, there's this, he's seeing all these girls, but you know... Kelly is the girl quit. He cannot quit. So it all comes to a head when at Bayside High, they put together their rap version of Snow White.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's a thing. Don't tell me that's not a thing.
That's definitely a thing. Yeah. You start learning that around age 6, and every year you practice, and then final year, seniors in high school, everyone does it worldwide. Yeah.
Is it always Snow White, or do you bring up a Disney classic?
Always rapping Snow White.
Yeah.
So Zach, of course, is the prince. Controversially, Kelly is the evil queen.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Whereas Jessie, Zach's long-term best friend, girl next door, is the princess.
Yeah, yep.
So while they're rehearsing, Zach and Jesse, his best friend, practice a kiss.
Oh God, never forget.
And that confuses their feelings for each other because it's a bit like ABBA, because this is two couples. It's Zach and Kelly, but it's also Jesse and AC Slater.
Yeah.
So the whole high school is in disarray because...
It's true. Even Mr. Belding, it's like, what is going on, guys? You can't handle it.
So Zach and Jesse realize that they just see each other as friends. So they rewrite their rap lyrics. And Jesse reassures AC Slater during her rap that she only cares about him. Mm-hmm. And more pertinent to this podcast, Zach uses his beats, his bars, to let Kelly know that she is the one for him. They share a kiss on screen, on stage.
Can I just say that's beautiful? Like, if anyone did a rap for me to declare their love,
yeah,
That would be enough.
100%. Yeah, I'd be in. I think I cried when I watched that the first time. It was really moving. I was so one of those two crazy kids to get together.
So, yeah. And then they are quite steady for the rest of their high school. Yep. And they both go to the same university. Kelly briefly dates her anthropology professor.
Oh.
Yeah, that was, I didn't love that.
That was a weird one, yeah.
She has a thing for older guys with power. Let's be honest about that problem.
I think she has some issues at home, maybe. You know, maybe she hasn't got a strong father figure. He's always trying to, you know, all the various jobs he has, trying to pay for these 15,000 kids he's got. So, you know, sure. She needs a stronger father figure.
She's got a lot of older brothers, isn't she, as well? So I think there's something else going on there.
So they get back together. And then while at university, they run away to Las Vegas. They elope. Their parents are against the idea of them getting married. But when the parents realize how strongly they actually care about each other, they say, stop this, you know, a cheap marriage. Zach's parents say, we will pay for a wedding of your dreams. So that's what happens. They have a big, elaborate outdoor wedding in Las Vegas.
Makes sense.
Then there is a brief dream sequence, which we don't recognize, where Zach becomes the governor of California.
Yeah.
But I think it's better when it comes to this relationship to get the news from the horse's mouth, because Zach did appear on Jimmy Fallon, where he revealed that him and Kelly had got divorced Kelly moved to another. Yeah. Steve, this is a podcast about celebrity breakups. It's not about celebrity dream come true.
Sorry, Steve.
I apologize for not understanding that premise.
So according to Zach, when he was on Jimmy Fallon, him and Kelly had got divorced because, why did they get divorced, Chantel?
No, it's because she moved somewhere, didn't she?
It's because she moved to another zip code.
90210 is because she went on 90210. She ended up, she famously played, I forget what the character's name is. According to some dream sequence of her, it ended up in Beverly Hills. That's all I'm saying. There you go. That's all it takes. You know, Zach needs a girl in Bayside. He's Bayside for life. He's not moving.
Yeah, I mean, it actually goes back to what we said right at the beginning of the podcast. Don't date above the river. Like, keep it local. Keep it local.
Geography, people. It's what matters.
Yeah.
Sorry, Steve. We've never done this podcast where our guest finds out on the podcast that the couple has split up.
So what I was going to say was that I assumed they would break up. Like, as I know the honest truth is, right, when I submitted the thing, I was like, I know they get married in Las Vegas, but they definitely wouldn't have lasted. And that was going to be my, but then this morning I did a bit of reading and I was like, oh my God, there's a flipping remake and they're in that. I didn't realize they were in the remake and I didn't realize he becomes the governor. But I agree with you. That's not canon. That's not real. I've watched a few clips of that and it's not good. It doesn't look good.
Yeah, we don't watch that. Why do you think they would have broken up though? If we discount the zip code idea.
Well, I'll tell you exactly why they'd have broken up. No one who if you marry your childhood sweetheart, it's the stupidest idea in the world because you don't know what else is out there. Like, even if that person is the best person in the world, you don't know they're the best person in the world because you haven't met loads of bad people. So you haven't even got the context that you've got the best person in the world. So even if it's not going to work out. So you have to go and make loads of mistakes in your 20s to event, maybe they would have got back together. That's the only way it would ever have worked. They got married. They would have got divorced very quickly, by the way. I'm talking like maybe on the flight back. Like it would have been so quick. Like Zach would have cheated so quickly.
Zach would have flirted with a flight attendant on the plane on the way back. Yeah, like 100%.
Yeah. Someone would have been like, did you pack these bags yourself? And he would have fucking got a number. You know, it would have been like so quick.
Totally.
They'd have broken up. Kelly would have hopefully gone and become a doctor like she was supposed to.
Yeah.
And they and Zach, I think, might have been quite miserable for his 20s. I think he might have really struggled.
I think he would have spent a lot of time shagging around, because he could, I mean, talk his way into anyone's pants he wanted to quite easily.
Yeah.
And I think he would have done that, but it would have all been very empty. I don't think he would have formed any strong, loving relationships.
He would not have found happiness, that's for sure. He would have been very sad. I think Kelly would have been sad for a bit, but then might have found like a nice...
Older man.
Older man, yeah. Yeah, she'd have started dating a granddad.
She'd land on her feet, Kapowski, because she had a good heart. So the universe would just reward her for being always a good person. Yeah. Whereas Zach would be... I think Zach could be all right. Zach's too smart to sort of become a total failure. He's always like one of the smartest people in the room. So he would land on his feet as well. But I agree that his 20s would be dicey.
Dicey. He'd have a few rough moments, a few dark nights of the soul, you know, where he has to really... And he would, by the way, he wouldn't learn from them. It wouldn't be like he's a fuckboy for 5 years and then like changed his ways. He'd like be one of those where he continues to be a fuckboy for maybe up to like 35. And then someone, probably Screech, has to go, look, Zach,
it's getting a bit embarrassing now.
This is really bad. Like, this is bad stuff. You've just gone to some girl's Deb's evening, you know? She's 18, Zach. It's embarrassing.
Seriously, also, why are you in Ireland? Come back to California. It's weird.
Yeah, Zach would be arriving in the limo.
Yeah.
With the buckets of bottles of Wicked.
Yeah.
Say, with his guitar singing Zach Attack songs at house parties.
He'd be singing...
My God.
He'd be singing that. That was a big Zach.
He would totally be the guy with the guitar at the party, wouldn't he? Like when he's so old. He'd be like, I used to be in a band.
And he'd still be wearing those jeans and those like striped tops and the big high tops and everything.
Yeah. And yeah, like, best friend actually presents America's Got Talent now.
I know. What's happened? But he'd land on his feet. I maintain Zach would land on his feet. He's too clever not to. He'd land on his feet. I think he'd be fine. And I think he did have a chance of maybe reuniting, but... I don't know.
Yeah, that's the thing. What might have happened? Kelly might have met someone else. He does his fuckboy decade. And Kelly, for whatever reason, doesn't work out. And then they one day just bump into each other around the Bayside area. Because
older, wiser.
Zip code. Doesn't leave the zip code. And, and they just have like a little, like, maybe we should go steady again, you know?
I can imagine. And do you think he freezes time to accomplish any of this?
I think he starts using that a lot more when it comes to childcare. It'd be really useful for that, to freeze time and then just sort out all the shit your kid just did. I think it'd be really, it'd really come into its own.
Okay, Steve, I think you've established why you think they would break up, why they have broken up. Of the two, the great breakup of Kelly Kapowski and Zach Morris, who thrived and who will simply survive? Who do you think won the split?
Kelly, for absolutely sure. Kelly is a dream woman and she deserves better than Zach Morris, by the way.
Yeah.
And will get it. She will find the most perfect of men. Or women, actually. You know what? Forget it. I actually think Kelly's above man. I think men are trash, and Kelly probably in her mid-20s realises that. And ends up maybe getting with Jesse or something like that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Jesse was definitely giving off comes out of university vibes, big time.
Jesse would satisfy Kelly in many ways, I think. Intellectually, romantically, you know.
And what a way for them to make an entrance at the high school reunion.
Jesse in her power lesbian suit and Kelly as a high femme. Looks so good. There's such a vibe.
Zach and AC Slater fucking raging.
Yeah, exactly. In a corner, I can't fucking believe this man. Just like downing their whiskeys they brought with them. Screech is a multi-billionaire. He got into tech really early.
That is the reboot. If you're listening, that is the reboot that you should have made.
That is the reboot you should have made, 100%.
Thank you so much for such an amazing couple, Steve.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And sorry again for not really fully understanding or even reading the brief.
No, it was worth it. I could talk for hours. I apologize if I kept jumping over you, by the way. I had more to say about this couple. We'll talk later. But before you go, we have one more question for you as well. There is another woman out there who, much like Kelly, I would say is probably above humankind, to be honest. But however, we are trying to find a match for her. So I want you to put your thinking cap on, Steve, and think if you can find someone, anyone. Gender is not an issue. If they're with someone, it's not an issue, because anyone would step aside to be with the one, the only, Cher.
What? Is this a real question?
The real question. This is what we ask every single guest we have on. You've got to think of someone to match up with Cher.
Okay. Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, the problem is, all I can think of is fictional people, because we've been talking about Sofa the Bell.
Are you going to say Mr. Belding? He could use...
No. Mr. Belding is a fucking creep. Don't get me started on Belding. I have always had a strong belief that Seth Cohen's dad is the perfect
He's good.
Yes.
Sandy Cohen.
Peter Gallagher.
Just Peter Gallagher. Yeah. Just go with the actor. Go with Peter Gallagher.
Yeah, I'm just going for the actor. Peter Gallagher. Yeah, I think he's got such wholesome vibes, but also has this edge of sexiness that you're like, oh, that's enough. You've got
it's more than an edge, Steve. It's a full surface. It's not just an edge. This is a whole table of sexiness.
Yeah, he would let Cher flourish. You know, there wouldn't be any kind of... He would never overshadow her, you know. He would just let Cher do her thing, which I think is what you need to do with Cher. Like, if you're going to be with Cher, you need to accept that she's probably going to outshine you a few times.
Yeah.
I think he would allow for that, but also he'd be the rock that she needs, you know, that solid.
And I also think he would be very supportive, but also I think he'd give her, like, he'd be slightly, like, sardonic.
Yep.
You know, a bit like, oh, go stick your jumpsuit on.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, he would be slightly condescending of her job, but in a kind of healthy way, to like not build up. Because you don't actually want a partner to think you're great. You want a partner to kind of keep you grounded when you're that famous, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Oh, playing Vegas, are you getting Cher? Well done. That kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Let me guess what songs you're going to do.
Don't believe again, are we? Ooh, edgy.
Do you believe in a life after you taking the bins out for once, sure?
Anyway, love you, darling. Good luck. You know, it'll be that kind of dynamic.
Yeah. Oh, God. See, just two, I say it often, but I'm never wrong. Two iconic couples.
Honestly, two iconic couples.
Sure.
Very
Peter.
Different dynamics, though. Different dynamics.
Very different.
So thank you so much for being on our podcast. Where can our listeners find you? What are you up to?
I am on social... I was going to say something weird about Debs, but I regret it because I thought of it. I am on social media. Come say hello. I'm Steve Bougeia, comedy on Instagram. If you put Steve Bug into Instagram, I come up first because the spelling is complicated.
That's good to know, though. I like when people make it easy for our listeners. It can sometimes be a bit tough to hear a name and then know how to type it. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, Bougeia. I mean, what is it? It's just a nightmare of a surname. But yeah, Bug. Everyone can spell B-U-G, can't they?
Yeah.
Just put that on Instagram. I can't. And then you can see the beard. Go and look at the beard.
Yeah, go look at the beard, guys.
Also, there's some recent photos on there from, like, I've posted clips from the past, and you can see when I didn't have a beard. So you can really see, well, I would say a glow up, but some people might
see the progression. I like that.
Yeah.
Get on the ground floor. Steve has had a little glow up. And you don't want to be in a year's time being like, oh, Steve's really, really got really hot lately. And people be like,
duh.
You want to be in there early. Yeah. Beard.
This is happening.
Grin.
This is real.
Yeah.
It's like, this is. Yeah.
Get in there
also,
now.
Grani, you knew me back in the day. Grani, you saw it when it was possibly at my worst, you know, when I was like.
You never looked bad. You just had different eras. Like Taylor Swift, you had different eras. And now you're in your beard era. And we're all very
excited. So polite. That's so polite of you.
I just want to personally say thank you, Steve. I cannot thank you enough for choosing this couple. This has been my far and away favorite couple to discuss. I have so much more to say. I feel like I've been silenced somewhat by not having been able to say what I want to. But I honestly can't thank you enough for choosing this couple. Dream. If anyone wants to do AC Slater and Jesse Spano, I'm here for it. And Lisa and Screech, technically. They were together for a tiny second.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
We could have a whole universe of Saved by the Bell episodes.
Thanks so much for being here, Steve. We'll see you around. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye-bye. Bye.
The Way They Were is an Amanda Redman production, produced by Abby Weaver and Amanda Redman.
We want to hear your celebrity couple crush, so email us on thewaytheywerepod@gmail.com.
Or find us on Twitter at thewaytheywerepod, and we're on Instagram at thewaytheywerepodcast.
Thanks to you for listening. Until the next time, goodbye.
Goodbye. The Way They Were.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.